Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show in the country that translates geek speak into street speak. I try to take all the technical jargon that's enough to make your head spin, you know, terabyte this, megapixel that, gigahertz this, and break it down into plain, easy-to-understand English. Technology is awesome, be it the internet, computers, digital cameras, and smartphones, but who can understand it all? Well, this is where we come in. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. I write for nearly 50 publications in Canada and the U.S., and you might also see me on CTV News Channel on Tuesday nights or at the Cineplex movie theaters as I host a segment called Gear Guide. Okay, enough about me. Let's chat about technology. This show today is brought to you by Windows 7, the upcoming operating system launching October 22nd. Enjoy speed, security, and ease of use with Microsoft's most impressive operating system to date. Visit Microsoft.ca/Windows 7 for more info. And by the way, if you are purchasing a back-to-school PC, or if you have already, you're likely eligible for a free upgrade, so make sure you ask the retailer about that, as you can upgrade from Vista to Windows 7 for free. They'll give you a code and stuff like that. Well, today on the show, we're joined by a company called Defender that makes do-it-yourself monitoring and security products for your home. Imagine a nanny cam you can access from any computer in the world and store years worth of video on a small box. Or how about a camera that's inside or outside your home? It could even work in the dark. Or you might have it at your cottage or a small business. And if it senses movement, it can send a snapshot of what's happening straight to your cell phone. This is all possible with Defender's products such as the Sentinel 11. Joining us for the hour is Raj Jain. He is the CEO of Defender to answer your questions about do-it-yourself home security and video surveillance. Welcome to the show, Raj.
Thanks a lot for having us, Mark.
Awesome. I'll tell our listeners about our prize today, but in a moment, I'll do that in a moment, but the numbers to call in now are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or star 8255, it's a free call on your cell phone. Maybe you want to know how easy these products are to set up, how much they cost, how to access them on an internet-connected computer, or what to do if you see, say, a burglar in your home or cottage on the video. Please call in with any and all questions tied to home security or surveillance, video surveillance. And you know the drill on Tech Talk, there are no dumb questions, just like your school teacher used to tell you. Speaking of school, it's a great time to give away something like this, the Microsoft Office Ultimate Edition, valued at $899. This is a suite of software that includes Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Publisher, Access, Groove, OneNote, and InfoPath. Again, it retails for $899, but if you're a student and you go to the website theultimatesteel.ca, you can pick it up for just $64. The catch is you need to be a Canadian post-secondary student at a college or university and have an email address such as, you know, I don't know, mikesmith@utoronto.ca or, you know, westernuofwestern.ca, whatever the email is. And that way you can be eligible for the $64 discount. Actually, it's like a 90-odd percent discount for only $64. We're giving away the whole shebang here, the $899 Office Ultimate 2007. All you need to do is get your question on the air this hour for our guests at the Defender. We've got Raj Jain in the studio to answer your questions about do-it-yourself video surveillance or home security, and we are going to randomly call someone back at the end of the show, answer the phone with our secret phrase, and you'll win this grand prize. The secret phrase today will be, how about, I won a cool tool for school. I won a cool tool for school. Yeah, you can flub it. If the host can, then you can. We'll still give it to you. Just don't say hello, because we're pretty cold on this show, and we're going to just pick up the phone and call somebody else. And it's not just for students. I use Outlook religiously, as well as Word, as a journalist. So we're going to randomly call someone back. 416-872-1010, toll-free, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. As Ron Popeil says, but wait, there's more. We're also going to give away a copy of Fable 2. It's a role-playing game for the Xbox 360. They just announced Fable 3 this past week, but we have a copy of Fable 2. And what we're going to do is the first person to email me is going to win this grand prize, and I'll announce your name on the air. techtalk@cfrb.com is the email address. techtalk@cfrb.com. Please include your name and phone number so our screener, Sarah Rice, can call you to give you the Fable 2 game for the Xbox 360. Again, Peter Molyneux, the game designer in the UK, just announced Fable 3. And before we chat with Raj, I just want to remind or tell our listeners, rather, that after the 12:30 break, we're also going to chat with a Toronto-based company called Computation about bringing your aging PC there for free diagnosis, selling them your machine, if you like, to put some cash in your pocket. And you can also buy refurbished PCs from this place as well. We'll talk with Computation just after the 12:30 break. But first, and from now till 1, with the exception of our little detour at around 12:30, we're talking home surveillance with a company called Defender. We're joined by Raj Jain. Again, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having us, Mark.
And let's now talk about these products like Sentinel 11. So Defender, first off, is a Canadian company.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. Defender is a Canadian-owned and operated company. We started almost about 10 years ago, and the company was born out of necessity, out of a personal problem I had. So I was working at a business about 10 years ago, and we had a break-in. And a lot of our products were stolen and set the company back quite a bit. And basically, when we're running through things and how we could protect our business in the future, we came across video surveillance. And I was like, damn, I'd never even thought of that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what's going on? Why didn't we have a video surveillance system? Started to research it and that kind of thing. And this was in 1999. And a system, like a simple four-camera system that we can watch from anywhere in the world, was really hard to use, complicated. There weren't a lot of people. You had to call an installer to put it in. It was about $10,000, and it didn't work that well. If you remember the internet 10 years ago, 99, it wasn't broadband wasn't really – didn't really exist the way it did today, and it just wasn't that reliable. So that's what I did. That's what we did. We put a company together to manufacture and distribute this equipment that makes it really simple to install, simple to use, and very cost-effective. So the same system today you can purchase for about $500, and it works really well, and it's hassle-free, and you can do it yourself.
Okay. So these are cameras that you set up in your home. You have a choice between wired or wireless, and then it comes with a little terminal, like a little screen, that lets you see what's happening on these cameras at any time. Plus, you can log in remotely from another computer elsewhere in the world. So let's say you have a new nanny that you've hired, a live-in nanny, and you're leaving this nanny with your children at home. So while you're at the office, you can log in and see what's going on in the home to make sure that your kids are well cared for.
For sure. Exactly. You hit it, Mark. That's exactly what you can do. And you can also even view a lot of our systems, especially the Sentinel 11, on any smartphone, mainly a BlackBerry or an iPhone.
Okay. So the Sentinel 11 products, and thank you because I know you sent me a package to try out as well. So I'm looking forward to setting this up. The Sentinel 11 comes with four indoor or outdoor vision cameras with the monitor and a little, if maybe you can explain the little hard drive part. We call them, I guess, in Canada, PVRs or personal video recorders. We usually have them connected to our TV to record television programming and to play it back whenever we like. So that's what stores the video?
That's right. So the Sentinel 11 is actually an LCD DVR. And what that is you have a 15-inch LCD screen combined with your DVR. As you mentioned, it's very similar to PVR. And the way I really, like, just to simplify things, I call it like the brains of the system. It's a digital video recorder with a hard drive in it. This specific unit has a 500 gigabyte hard drive, which will let you record up to about 4 years of footage.
Wow. So yeah. No tapes or anything?
No tapes. It's a hard drive. And so it's just like watching your PVR. You can very easily fast forward, rewind to a different chapter, or when there was an issue or movement was detected. So you're not, it's not like a VHS anymore. You don't have to fast forward, rewind through the whole thing.
Okay. Now, before we go to our first break and then, of course, jump to the lines to answer questions from listeners, I want to just clarify with you, Raj, that this isn't tied to like a home alarm system. So, you know, God forbid your home, your office or your cottage is broken into. It's not going to automatically send a dispatch out to, you know, this is just for your own information. So what can you do if you see that someone's broken into your home on your smartphone or on your computer?
Right. So as you mentioned, this is totally independent of your alarm system. And if you do get an update on your cell phone, whether it's some of our system sends you emails or you log in and, you, for example, you're on your BlackBerry and you see something happening or breaking occurring, then the best thing to do would be to call your local police department or call a security company or whoever you have in place to take care
right.
of
it. Right. Yeah. It's never encouraged for you to try to handle this or confront them yourself.
Definitely.
Definitely call the authorities.
Definitely.
So that's the way it works. Then you have to send off the good news, I guess, at least, is that there's no monthly monitoring fee.
That's right. So that's what's very different from traditional alarm systems. There's no monthly monitoring fee. And you can see exactly what's happening, whereas with an alarm system, you can't really see what's going on.
Yeah,
and there could be a lot of false alarms. And as you're aware, like every municipality has costs and things associated with false alarms to send the police.
That's true. That's true.
You can avoid that with a video security system.
Good point. We're chatting with Raj Jain. He's the CEO of Defender. And we're talking about products such as the Sentinel 11. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to jump to the lines. Everybody who gets on the air with a question or comment about home video surveillance is eligible for a callback at the end of the show. If you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, I want a cool tool for school, then you'll win a copy of Microsoft Office Ultimate 2007, valued at $899. Great for any student or any PC user, really, as it includes Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and many other programs. Again, 416-872-1010 if you want to call in today. Toll free, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255, a free call on your cell phone.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Raj Jain. He's the CEO of Defender. To answer your questions about do-it-yourself video surveillance, Defender makes a line of products. One of them is called the Sentinel 11. It's a do-it-yourself home surveillance system with four cameras, a little LCD monitor, and a PVR, or personal video recorder, that can record years' worth of video footage. And we are joined in the studio by Raj, who drove in with some colleagues from Niagara Falls, I believe, yeah?
Is yeah, right? Niagara Falls, that's
thank
right.
Thank you very much for making the trek.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
At least it was on a Sunday, so it wasn't so busy.
Yeah, wasn't bad. We sped down here.
What's the website people can go to while they're listening if they want to learn more about it?
A really good resource to educate yourself more on these features and products is defendercollege.com. It's all spelled back-to-back, no spaces or hyphens, defendercollege.com.
College as in school.
Yes, that's right.
C-O-L-L-E-G-E. Speaking of which, we are going to give away to one lucky listener who gets their question on the air a copy of Microsoft Office Ultimate, which is great for students. It's got Microsoft Word for word processing, Excel for spreadsheets, PowerPoint for presentations, Outlook for calendar, contacts, email. And it's valued at $900. If you're a student, however, go to theultimatesteel.com and type in your university or college email address and prove that you're a Canadian post-secondary student, and you can buy it for $64. But we're going to give it away for free today. Just get your question or comment on the air today about home surveillance. We're going to call someone back just before 1 p.m., answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, I want a cool tool for school. And then you've got yourself this product. I also promised if anybody wants a copy of Fable 2, now that Fable 3 was just announced, to email me. And the first person to do so is John Nealon, who emailed me. He was the first. 12:11 p.m. So that was the first person to write me. And that's a copy of Fable 2. We're going to have Sarah Rice, our lovely screener, give you a call to tell you how to pick up this computer game for the Xbox 360, video game rather, for the Xbox 360. All right, let's go to the lines. We want to hear from you if you've got questions about video surveillance, 872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Raj will do his best to answer your questions, and we'll start with Earhart in Oakville. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good afternoon, Mark and Raj. How are you, how are you guys doing there?
Awesome. Yourself?
Great, 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 great. Have a little question here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that it works wired and wireless. So when it's wired, well, it's wired to your electricity, to your telephone line, whatever else. But when it's wireless, do you need a special telephone line for the camera, or does it just run off your cell phone or something like that?
Mm, good
question.
The other
thing too is about the power, like what is it, a 9-volt battery or whatever else? And also, can you install it in your car? A lot of questions there.
All right. So Raj, first things first. Can you explain how the wireless cameras work if you want to go that route?
Sure. Earhart, typically, though, the wired cameras are a lot more stable and consistent than the wireless. So a wireless camera is good if you just want to have one and you're doing something like you're monitoring your – it's a baby monitor or something like that, or you're watching your child while they're sleeping. But typically, if you're getting into more than one camera, you want to go with a wired camera.
Oh, okay.
And the way that it works is the camera is – it's got one wire with Defender systems that go right from your camera to your DVR, which is the brains of your system, to make it nice and simple. And that wire carries your power and your video and acts as a ground. Mm-hmm. And then from the brain of the system, that's where you plug everything into power. And then you connect your DVR to the internet, and that would be through typically a broadband connection. A typical landline doesn't carry the bandwidth that you need to properly view over the internet.
So good point. You need a broadband connection or high-speed modem, whether it's, you know, like Bell or Rogers or what have you, and then you can access the internet through like a special website. Raj, let's say you're at the office and you want to see what your kids are doing at home.
Actually, you can access it with any web browser. Actually, Internet Explorer, you can access it from anywhere in the world. Typically, what happens is you forward your ports, which sounds complicated, but it's really simple. And you can rename it, for example, like Earhart's Cottage at Muskoka.com.
And then you can toggle between the different cameras, right?
That's right, exactly.
Okay. And then finally, he asked about the car. So this isn't designed for cars. This is for homes or businesses or cottages.
Right.
Okay.
Typically what you're looking at, if I understood your question correctly, you're looking for something you could put in your car. That's a little bit of a different system. That's more where we're talking about do-it-yourself systems. That's more of a professional system. Mm-hmm. You'd have to wire it into your...
like what some taxis have in the
state. Exactly, yeah. Like your taxis have.
Okay.
But our systems can be used to watch your car, for example, in your garage or in your driveway.
All right, let's go to Martin in Brampton. Thanks for holding on, Martin.
Yeah. Hi, Raj. I'm a host.
Yep.
I'm a little bit concerned about my property. Question is if it would be possibility of connecting out of the grid. So I would have back battery if there would be power shortage or somebody would cut my power to the unit.
Good point, Martin. So what happens if a thief cuts the power to the house before they break in?
That's a really good question, Martin. And what our systems have in them, they have an anti-tamper alarm feature built into all of them. So that'll either kick in when power's cut off to the unit, or say, for example, someone sees or the wire goes into the building, they cut that wire, automatically your system sets off, an alarm is activated, and if you have it connected to your smartphone, like your BlackBerry or iPhone, it will send you an email or send you an alert.
Oh, good to know. Really quickly, before our next break, we've got Adnan in Toronto, who's also eligible for our grand prize today. Thanks for calling, Adnan. We only have a couple moments here for you.
Yeah, sure. I have a restaurant in downtown Toronto, and a lot of the times I'm not there. We do a lot of catering.
Yep.
I was just driving to Best Buy when I turned on the radio and listened to your program.
Yeah.
So I was actually, I'm interested in a camera system where I can, which records the cash activity on the cash machine.
Yeah, you can do that, right, Raj?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely you can have cameras on the cash register. And to answer your question, typically these systems are not available at stores like Best Buy, and they're available online. Visit DefenderCollege.com.
DefenderCollege.com. Okay. Sorry I had to cut you off, Adnan, but you are eligible for a callback. It's that time, 12:28, so we're going to take a short break. When we return, first of course, breaking for news, traffic, weather, and when we return, we're going to take a bit of a detour and chat with Computation.com, and then go back to the lines to chat further with Raj from Defender about their products, DefenderCollege.com. Thanks for holding on, and hope you're enjoying Tech Talk today. We'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Windows 7, the upcoming operating system launching October 22nd. Enjoy speed, security, and ease of use with Microsoft's most impressive operating system to date. Visit Microsoft.ca/Windows 7 for more info. Again, that's Microsoft.ca/Windows 7. Speaking of Microsoft, they've been kind enough to give us a copy of Microsoft Office Ultimate Edition 2007. It's an $899 suite of software, which includes Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and six others. And we're giving it away to a lucky listener. All you have to do is get your question on the air today for Raj Jain. He's the CEO of Defender, the makers of the Sentinel 11 home video surveillance products. And we're going to randomly call someone back who gets their question on the air just before 1 p.m. Answer the phone with our phrase today, which is, I want a cool tool for school. And you've got yourself a copy of this software. The reason why I chose that secret phrase is that while it is $900 for average Joes like me at retail, if you are a Canadian post-secondary student and can prove it, go to theultimatesteel.ca and you can get this software for only $64, which is like a 92 or 94% discount, which is pretty amazing. All right. As promised, before we go back and open the lines to talk about Defender and home video surveillance, as promised, we've got to gentleman on the phone. His name is Dennis Maslow. He is the founder, or owner rather, of Computation. It's a Toronto-based company, and I wanted to chat with him about this upcoming event in September. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Thank you for joining us today. First, why don't you first tell us what Computation is and what you guys do?
Sure. We started in 2001 gearing ourselves towards helping reduce the problem of electronic waste by recycling and refurbishing computer equipment. And what we quickly found was that the same skills that went into rehabilitating equipment that people were pitching, we could put towards maintaining the equipment that people want to hang on to. And this would not only help divert a little bit more from landfill and whatnot, but also help people solve the very frustrating problems that they have with their computer by keeping them running and keeping them attached to their data.
So at Computation, you bring your, say, aging computer, whether it's a desktop or laptop or netbook, and you can get it diagnosed, and then if you want to sell it, if you want to have it off your hands and put money in your pocket, you'll buy it from that consumer and either refurbish it to resell it or, you know, use the parts for something else. Or if you don't want to buy a brand new PC, consumers would go to Computation and buy a refurbished one.
That's right.
If I understand this correctly.
We offer refurbished equipment for sale, the service of repair people want, and with regards to the equipment they're getting rid of, more often than not, it's quite old or obsolete, so what we're offering to residents is a free recycling service, but generally, the equipment that people are getting rid of by condition or age, it's not really worth purchasing.
Okay, so you'll recycle it for them for free, which diverts it from landfills, and then you might resell it or use it for parts. But in some cases, if there's still some value there, from what I understand, the person selling it to Computation will get a couple of bucks as well.
That's right. Under some circumstances, for like laptops and more interesting equipment, definitely.
Okay. So computation.ca is the website if you're interested in visiting your retail location. Or is it online as well? Can people send in their PCs, or is it better to be done in person? And also tell us about this free computer diagnosis event coming up next month.
For sure. It's definitely best to drop by, whether you're looking to have your computer repaired or simply dropping it off for recycling. And with regard to our event, from September 21st to 27th, what we're promoting is free diagnosis of computer issues, so people have give their computer a second chance, particularly with all these storms. People might be surprised that they can recover quite a bit of data or recover from the power spikes that have been plaguing machines in the area.
Okay, so they get a free diagnosis, and in some cases it might be a relatively inexpensive fix to get it back and working again. Or they can give it to you guys to dispose of for free, maybe make a couple of bucks on the side, and if they want, buy a refurbished computer from you.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think I got it now. And that's for a week starting September 20th, and you are at 280 Jane Street, is that right?
That's correct.
All right, 280 Jane Street. Again, the website, if you're interested in either this free diagnosis or selling or getting rid of your PC or picking up a refurbished one, you can go to computation.ca. And there's also, if you're listening to us online, you happen to be in the Montreal or Calgary area, there's also stores there as well. Is that correct? Yep.
It's actually, there's a store in Montreal. Okay. In Calgary, currently, we're just offering remote support.
Oh, okay. So in Montreal, there's a store as well. Okay, and they're on Rue Alexandra, by the way, if you're listening to us in, you'd be surprised how many people listen to Tech Talk outside of the GTA. Thank you very much, Dennis. Dennis Maslow, he is the owner of Computation. The website is computation.ca. If you're interested in that free computer diagnosis event, it's from September 20th to 27th. Again, computation.ca for further details and their address. Now, as promised, we're going to go back to our guest for the hour. It's Raj Jain. He is the CEO of Defender, and we are talking about their products. Welcome back to the show, Raj. If you can just give us a brief overview in case people are tuning in now for the first time. Tell us what your products, like the Sentinel 11, can do.
The Sentinel 11 is it's a simple-to-understand do-it-yourself video security system, and what it allows you to do is set up to four cameras that it comes with. That are anodized aluminum cameras. You can put them outside or inside. They can see in the dark up to 15 feet away, and you wire them all to the brain of the system, which is the DVR, and that allows you to store on the DVR locally.
Right, and that's digital video recorder.
That's a digital video recorder. And this particular system has a 500 gigabyte hard drive, which just means that you can get up to about 4 years of storage, which is a lot.
You know, you often read in the newspaper that they, you know, that they wanted to find out who, stole money from a certain store, but the video that was on a cassette was in a loop and it recorded over itself the following day or following week, and the authorities didn't get it in time. So in this particular product, that's not going to be an issue.
That's right. That's a really good point that you made there. You can set up the system different ways, different settings. So what you can do is, you can have it just full stop once it's full of recording, but when you say it's about 4 years, I mean, typically what we find, the longest period of time that something happens and people have to look back is about 6 months.
Okay. And then you can set it up so that if it senses movement, for example, it can take a photo of that person or event and then send it, email it to you, to your smartphone.
That's right. Usually what it does is it starts recording video, like live fluid video. And then it'll alert your phone via email or your whatever you're using to check your email. And then you can log into the system, see what's happening. And you can also go over the archived previously recorded footage to see like why that alert came through, if it was whether it was 5 minutes ago, 5 hours ago, or 5 weeks ago.
Okay, awesome. And then, and also just want to remind listeners that with this product, you can log in from any internet-connected computer in the world through a regular web browser and see what's happening at your home, your cottage, or your business. Maybe you've got a storefront location in Toronto. If you have questions for Raj, what we're doing is one lucky listener is going to get a call back randomly at the end of the show, give away that amazing grand prize. So we'd love to hear from you. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Shamya from Mississauga. Sorry, you've been, Shamila, pardon me. Sorry, you've been waiting for a while, Shamila. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for holding on. Do you have a question for Raj?
Yes, my question is about, my husband works pretty long hours, and I'm on my own a lot, and he worries about, like, my safety, so we were wondering if there's something he could set up on his computer to sort of check on me in the house.
For sure, that's a good question. That's one of the major purposes of our systems, are to view your home when you're not there, or your loved ones, and your children, and your family. So any of the systems that we're talking about today, you can simply set up in your home, and you can view over the internet. So he can log in from his computer, any computer actually in the world, and there's no additional fees per month. He can also log in through his smartphone, like his iPhone or his BlackBerry, and he can watch whatever he wants to watch in the house. Up to 16 cameras, but a basic system consists of 4 cameras. And as I mentioned, there's no additional fees per month, and that's that easy.
And speaking of, you're saying it's that easy, but I I'm looking forward to trying this out because you were kind enough to lend me a unit to install myself. So this is a DIY thing. You're not going out to people's homes and installing it. It's a do-it-yourself project. But how easy is it, really?
It's very, very simple, Mark. So not only is it easy to understand, it's also easy to install and it's easy to use. So a typical 4-camera system, besides obviously hiding your wire and concealing and that kind of thing, after you've done that part, depends on how complicated if you have to go in your walls, your surface mounting, whatever.
Right.
You can really have it on the online about 15 minutes. We include very, very detailed manuals as well as quick start guides at our page. And we have toll-free customer support then you can call that's live for the lifetime of your product, even 5 years after you have the product. And they can actually take over your computer and get the product online for you if you're a little worried about doing that or you're not comfortable doing it. But even if you're not, like the average, average kid, like a 15-year-old kid can get this thing online in like 10 minutes. And if you're not a 15-year-old kid, you can call our toll-free number.
So you don't need to have a computer engineering degree to set this up.
Exactly.
Good to know.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another break. When we return, going back to the lines, including Nancy, Julie, and Michelle. And, of course, get ready to give away our grand prize. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We are chatting about home security and surveillance, video surveillance. Something that I don't think in the 9 years that I've hosted this show is a topic we've covered. So I'm excited to have Raj Jain here. He's the CEO of a Niagara Falls-based company, Defender, that makes a line of products including the Sentinel 11, which comes with 4 indoor or outdoor cameras, a 15-inch monitor connected to a digital video recorder. Think of it like a VCR, but it's all digital, so little zeros and ones instead of tape. And it can record up to 4 years worth of video should you ever need to revert back to it. Welcome back to the show, Raj.
Thanks a lot.
I made a comment earlier about it being a good nanny cam. But I'd love to ask you, is that legal, even I don't want to use the word spy, but to keep your eye on an employee who may be in your home, is that even Cool. Can you do that?
Yeah, it's definitely legal. You might want to, a good thing is always in any situation where you're recording a video of anyone, is just let them know, like, listen, like, there are areas of this home or there are areas of this business that have a video security device in it.
So you need
to just be aware of that.
Okay.
And obviously you're not supposed to put them in any private locations,
yeah,
where
naturally
a person's supposed to have a sense of privacy.
Okay. So not in their room in your home if they're a live-in nanny, for example. But it's legal if you have it in your home, but you're supposed to have disclosure. You're supposed to tell them.
For sure.
Them.
You're supposed to just, okay, you can tell them like a general blanket statement like that. And if you want to do even further research, each municipality could differ in each region, each,
okay,
province. So you might want to check with your local, yep, legislation as well.
Good point. It's probably also when you go into a store, you might see a little sticker that says this area might be is monitored for,
yeah,
security, because they have to give the public some sort of notice.
And that's a really good point, actually. And local legislations come out. So you always want to say areas of this property are under video surveillance. You don't want to say that this property is under video security, video surveillance, because, okay, then you're lending a false sense of security to people, and you want to let them know it's just specific areas.
Got it. Good point. All right, let's go to Nancy in Milton. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I have a question. We have a barn for horses. It is a public area, so that was one of my questions about, do we have to inform people that it is, the area is being surveilled?
Yeah, you have to tell the horses that they are under surveillance.
But how do you get from, because we don't have internet access there, how do you get it from the hard drive to watch it later?
Okay, that's a really good question, Nancy. So, the systems can be very easily connected to an external DVD burner, for example, or an external hard drive if you wanted to, and you can pick up these things very at a very low cost at any electronics store, as well as a USB flash drive. So say, for example, you had, I don't know if that's important to you, but one of your horses gave birth. Then you could very easily connect a little bit USB flash drive and record the part that you want, like the 2 or 3 minutes, and then you could put it on your computer and put it on YouTube or send it to your friends or family, whoever you wanted to.
So, but because she doesn't have internet, so probably the part that won't work is her ability to watch it elsewhere. But you can always record video and then watch it on the monitor when you get home.
That's
to
right.
See what happened, like if you want to see what your pets were doing throughout the day.
Yeah, that's right.
You might not have the need to log in remotely, but
yeah.
Is that true? You can do that.
Yeah, that's right. You
okay.
can just like, it's very easy to transfer. Every system comes with a USB output, and yeah, that's it. You can
okay.
watch your horses doing their tricks. And
so you can't watch it on the monitor that's connected to the...
Right, you can. Sorry,
oh,
you can
okay.
watch it locally as well. So,
okay.
For example, the 7-Eleven is an LCD DVR system, so it's got the screen built in with the DVR,
right.
so it's one nice, sleek unit,
okay.
and... You can watch all locally and then transfer wherever you want.
Speaking of pets, I believe Julie from Innisfil has a question about pets. Thanks for calling today.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, I do have a question. Like, he said it's motion detected and stuff like that. So I was wondering, is there one that's less sensitive that you could put for pets? Because, like, having a home alarm is not feasible because they set it off all the time. And then we had to get rid of it because of that, right? But there's been quite a few break-ins in the area now.
Mm.
So what I'm worried about is, you know, having the dogs here, and I mean, now they don't even, I mean, dogs is not a deterrent anymore, as you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
Raj, is that motion sensing feature mandatory?
For sure. Every system comes with the motion sensing feature, Nancy, but what you can do is you can shut it, you can have it on or off, so it's still, the system's still going to record everything continuously, and then there's two other things you can do as well. There's a motion sensor sensitivity, so you can have it set from, say, 0%, so it's off, to 100%, so it's highly sensitive. And then the screen also is like a grid. So you could turn off certain parts of the screen. So say, for example, you want to keep it up to about like 3 or 4 feet high. You can keep it there or, you know, or your dog or cat stays in a little corner of the room. You can block mm-hmm. up that section so it doesn't detect motion there.
Great. Hey, Michelle, I promised we'd get to you, but it's going to have to wait until after the next break. Anybody else who has not gotten their question yet on the air, now is the time to call in, because not only will Raj from Defender answer your questions about home video surveillance, but you're also eligible for our grand prize, a $900 piece of software called Office Ultimate 2007 from Microsoft, which has Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. Anybody who gets their question on the air is eligible for a random callback just before 1 p.m. If you answer the phone with our secret phrase that we gave out a number of times, then this giveaway is yours. Give us a call to have your questions answered. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area. Or Star Talk. That's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
How do you know what's happening at your home, cottage, or office when you're not there 24-7? Well, with products like the Defender Sentinel 11 from a Canadian-based company, you can find out remotely by logging in from any internet-connected computer in the world, or even, depending on the product, like the Sentinel 11, you can even see what's going on your phone, in your pocket. We are joined by Raj Jain. He is the CEO of Defender. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks again for having us.
The website, if you want to see videos and read blogs and other info about home video surveillance, go to defendercollege.com. Products start at about $500. For the Sentinel 11, the one we focused on a lot, with that remote viewing and smartphone support and all that, that's about $900 or so.
Yeah, it's about $900.
Okay, and that's for four wired cameras, an LCD screen, and a DVR that has a half a terabyte of recording capability, which translates in plain English to about 4 years. But there's a line of products.
Yeah, actually, okay. And something we've failed to mention is a special offer we have for listeners of CFRB 1010 is that if you call in our toll-free number, you can receive a special discount on any system you purchase from our site. Just mention CFRB 1010.
What's the phone number?
The toll-free number is 1-866-946-7828.
Great. All right, there you go. 1-866-946-7828 for a CFRB discount. Just say you're a listener of the station, and you'll benefit from that. Hey, Michelle from 401, thanks for holding on.
Thanks.
You're not You're not cursing our names, are you, for being put on hold for so long?
Not at all. Just enjoying the mesmerizing traffic here on the 401.
What's your question?
Yeah, just quick question. For the wireless, you had said it's not as good as the wired, but for wireless, do you hook it up with a USB, through a USB on your computer? And then how are the four cameras? Are they all wireless, or do they have to be somehow wired together, or somehow then wired to the USB?
Yeah, good question.
There might have been some confusion on the wireless stuff right now, Michelle. We're mainly talking about wired cameras. The wireless cameras aren't really that reliable, so we don't really offer them right now. They will be down the road. You know, maybe in about 6 to 12 months, you'll see a lot more of them. But specifically on the wired cameras, all the systems come with at least 60 feet of wiring. And if you need even more, then you can add another 60-foot bundle and another 60-foot bundle. So you can go right up to about 180 feet.
Okay.
Majority of the time, 60 feet is good enough.
All right. And that's my bad, by the way, because I had researched the product and thought that it offered both wired and wireless.
I forgive you, Mark.
Well, thank you, Raj. Let's go to Ross in Newmarket. Hey, Ross. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering. We just bought a place down in Florida this year, and we'll be going down over the winters. But I'm just wondering if I could set something like that up in the house down in Florida that I could monitor from here. And also, do you need the internet on both ends in order to have a system like this?
That's a good question, Ross. So, you know, next time you go down to Florida, you can set up a system very simply. It'll take you, not too much time. And you need to have a broadband, which is a high-speed internet connection, which is a DSL or a cable internet connection. In Florida, you connect it up to the system, and then you need to have another broadband connection wherever you're going to watch it here in Canada. So, yes, you do need to have an internet connection in both locations, and it has to be broadband to watch it properly. And you can also watch it from your BlackBerry iPhone as well.
But again, Raj, just to clarify, you don't need to log in remotely if you don't want to. When he goes to Florida, he can review the videos of everything that's been recorded there if he wants it on all the time,
right?
That's
right. Okay. Yeah. So for example, you don't have you don't subscribe to your internet. You go down there for 6 months a year, and you're only paying for that 6 months when you're there. In that situation, then, yes, you can watch what's there recorded locally on the DVR, the digital video recorder.
Great. All right. Now it's time for anybody who got on the air. We're going to now randomly pick a name out of a hat. Dwayne is going to dial up, see if they remember the secret phrase for our giveaway. And I want to thank, at this point, Sarah Rice, our screener, and Dwayne Bishop, our tech op today. Great job today, guys. Thank you. Let's see if our listener remembers the secret phrase.
I want a cool tool for school.
You got it.
Hey.
You remember it. Congrats. Who's this?
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Mark and Raj, whoever there is.
Yeah, and who's this?
Earhart.
Oh, I think
you're back.
I think you were our first caller, so
yes,
congratulations.
Yes.
Stay on the line. We're going to tell you how to pick up this $899 piece of software, Office Ultimate 2007. And at this point, I want to say thank you very much, Raj, for joining us from Defender. Awesome.
That was great. Thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for giving this opportunity.
Yeah, and thanks for offering a discount to our listeners. Again, if you want to take advantage of that, 1-866-946-7828. Or you can go online, defendercollege.com, and read up on their products. Safe travels back to Niagara Falls.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for joining us. Again, thanks to Dwayne and Sarah, and to our sponsor, Microsoft's Windows 7, the upcoming operating system launching October 22nd. Enjoy speed, security, and ease of use with Microsoft's most impressive operating system to date. Visit Microsoft.ca/Windows 7 for more info. Coming up next is the Buddha Lounge. Stay tuned and keep your dial locked on News Talk 1010 CFRB.